He enjoyed it and was good at it and played with all his might. He was the fastest runner, the highest jumper, the best hitter and thrower, and even the best basketball shot in his class. Ramey said he considered himself a klutz in sports, but that he enjoyed watching Ryan and was proud to be his friend. Ryan liked it when Ramey stayed overnight at his house, or he stayed at Ramey's. Secretly, Ryan believed Ramey had the best dad. Ramey's dad was Rayford Steele Sr., an airline pilot. He always called it driving the planes, and the planes he drove were the big ones, the 747s. Ryan had gotten to go into the cockpit of a 747 once when Mr. Steele had taken him and Ramey to O'Hare. They watched the planes take off and land, and Captain Steele gave them pilot caps, wing pins, and even old computer printouts of weather conditions and route logs. Whenever Ryan stayed at Ramey's, he hoped Captain Steele was home and would tell him airplane stories. Mr. Steele insisted that his job was actually quite routine and boring. "The important thing is that we do it right and do it safely," he said. He had never crashed, which disappointed Ryan because he thought there would be a great story behind something like that. The only thing Ryan didn't like about being at Ramey's house was that Mrs. Steele seemed so religious. She always made them pray before they ate, and she often talked about God and even told Bible stories. Ryan enjoyed some of those, but it made him nervous when Mrs. Steele made Ramey say his prayers before going to sleep. Church and prayer and Bible stories had never been part of Ryan's life. His father was nothing quite as dramatic as an airline pilot. Ryan's dad was a sales manager for a big plumbing fixture company. Ryan was proud that his dad was successful and seemed to make good money. His dad seemed a little upset that, as he said, "I probably don't make as much as your friend's dad, the pilot, but I'm not far behind." Ryan's mother also worked, so he often came home alone after school. He wasn't supposed to have anyone in the house when his parents weren't there. But for many years, he and Ramey cheated on that. They would play and eat and watch television, always keeping an eye out for Mrs. Daly. When she pulled into the driveway, Ramey would hurry to the front door and slip out as she came in the back. Once she was in the house, he knew it was safe to ring the doorbell as if he had just gotten there. That kept Ryan out of trouble. But one day, a few months before, that had all changed. For a few days, Ramey had excuses for why he couldn't come over after school. Finally, Ryan asked him outright, "What's the deal, Ramey?" "Well, you're not supposed to have anybody over without one of your parents there, right?" "Hello," Ryan said. "We've been breaking that rule for a long time. My mom has never even suspected." "That still doesn't make it right." "We'll never get caught, Ramey." "I'm not talking about getting caught. I'm talking about whether it's right." "So if she catches us, we'll tell her it was the first and only time." Ramey had shaken his head, and Ryan was frustrated. "So you'd make it worse by lying," Ramey said. "Who cares?"
"I do,"
Ramey said.
"Why all of a sudden?"
"I need to talk to you about that."
"Then come on over and we'll talk about it."
"Ryan, you just don't get it.
I'm not going to your house anymore when your mom isn't there, okay?
You don't have to agree, but that's how it's going to be."
"You're right. I don't get it. What's got into you?"
"Why don't you come to my house and I'll tell you? Didn't your mom say that if you weren't home when she got home, the only other place you were allowed to be was my house?" Ryan agreed. A few minutes later, they were talking in Ramey's garage. Both Ramey's parents happened to be home. Ramey started right in.
"We started going to a new church, and we've been learning a lot of new things."
"Oh, no, not this again. Are we going to wind up praying?"
"No," Ramey said.
"This is different, really. At our old..."